Sahana Vavatu Sahanao Bhunaktu Sahavirayankaravavahai Tejasvinavaditamastomavidivishavahai Om Shanti 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 Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Okay, so then Table of Contents. Chapter 1, the Manus, Administrators of the Universe. Chapter 2, the Elephant, Gajendra's Crisis. Chapter 3, Gajendra's Prayers of Surrender. Chapter 4, Gajendra returns to the spiritual world. Chapter 5, the demigods appeal to the Lord for protection. Chapter 6, the demigods and demons declare a truce. Chapter 7, Lord Shiva saves the universe by drinking poison. Chapter 8, the churning of the milk ocean. Chapter 9, the Lord incarnates as Mohini Murti. Chapter 10, the battle between the demigods and the demons. Chapter 11, King Indra annihilates the demons. Chapter 12, the Mohini Murti incarnation bewilders Lord Shiva. Preface. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur summarizes Canto 8 as follows. The quality of the Manvantara period is establishment of Dharma. Six of the Manus who institute that Dharma will be described in the 24 chapters of the 8th canto. One chapter describes four Manvantaras. Three chapters describe the story of Gajendra and the fifth Manu. Eight chapters describe the sixth Manu, Chakshusha, the churning of the ocean and obtaining nectar from it. One chapter describes the seventh Manu, Vaivasvata, or Shraddha Deva, and one chapter describes his activities. Nine chapters then describe Vamana Dev, who appeared in Vaivasvata Manvantara, and one chapter describes Matsya. Chapter 1. The Manus, Administrators of the Universe. Okay. The Supreme Living Being has created this material world of animation. So that means animation isn't even new. Right? Okay. When everything is silent, the Supreme Being stays awake as a witness. The living entity does not know him, but he knows everything. Hetu. The entire cosmic manifestation is the body of the Lord, is the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, who has millions of names and unlimited potencies. He is self-sufficient, unborn, and changeless. With a little deliberation, even the most degraded person can perceive the presence of God. If we take into account whose property is the vast ocean, whose property is the vast land, how the sky exists, how the numberless millions of stars and planets are set in the sky, who has made this universe and whose property it is, we should certainly come to the conclusion that there is a proprietor of everything. 11th verse, purport and 12, Udaharana, so bringing near how someone can be know him. Therefore, to enable people to reach the stage of activities that are not tinged by fruit of results, great saints first engage people in fruit of activities. For unless one begins by performing activities as recommended in the Shastras, one cannot reach the stage of liberation or activities that produce no reactions, right? So you have to start with activities that are recommended in the Shastra. Because if we use other activities than what's recommended in the Shastra, then how is that going to take us forward towards Naishkarmya? And so Naishkarmya means it's not about me, it's about what should be done. Right? So then if we have these false identities, and we're basing our actions based on these false identities, then we're going to have a problem, right? Some may say, but no, those false identities are there. That's the conditioning, so we're just engaging in conditioning. But the point is we're engaging in conditioning according to how we want to engage the conditioning, not engaging the conditioning that belongs to Krishna according to how he says it should be done. Because the conditioning is simply a combination of the qualities of the Lord. And you make a particular quality, you get that particular mode. Does that make sense? So it says, as you move around, you'll see the modes adjusting, and it moves from one to the next, and that is naturally flows. So it's Krishna's potency that makes those conditionings. So therefore, according to Scripture, you have to engage that in the Lord's service. If you don't, then you're going to be doing it whimsically, which means it's about your own desire, which means it won't get to the stage of Naishkarmya. Does that make sense? But without Naishkarmya, how can you do it for Krishna? You can say, I'm doing it for Krishna, but is it actually for Krishna? Right? Yeah. That's the... In spite of acting as the creator, maintainer, and annihilator of this world, he is never entangled. Hence, devotees who follow in his footsteps are also never entangled. Upanaya. So, you're trying to bring... You want to become liberated, therefore you have to associate with the one who is liberated. You associate with those who are conditioned, you'll become conditioned. You associate with those liberated, you become liberated. Right? So, he is the one who is beyond everything. Right? So therefore you associate with him, then you come to that position. Right? So how do you do that? By understanding how everything's connected to him. Right? That makes sense? Yeah.
Maharaj,
yes.
This breakage of Panchanganya is Gautama or Vyasa?
This would be Gautama. Okay. These are his wordings, no? Because
yeah.
That's the standard, that's what Prabhupada uses. But in Vedanta Sutra, because we're moving back and forth with arguments that are there. Here, it's because we're presenting it, we can put all the arguments in one place. So we'll put them all in, if there is ones, we'll put them in Udaharana. And then we'll resolve them in Upanaya. Right? But there, it's that you make your point, and then there's doubt that comes up. And so then you address that. And then we saw in this last sutra, another doubt came up. So that was the first one. You got two doubts in one sutra. So he uses different terminology. It just means that you made your point, and then here's the argument that comes up.
Right?
Yeah, it's just that's the method. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is full of knowledge, free from material desires and diversions, and completely independent. As the supreme teacher of human society, he teaches his own way of activities, and thus he inaugurates the real path of religion. I request everyone to follow him. Nigamana. So he's full of knowledge. He's free from the material. He knows. So how he acts, you act like that, you become like him where you're not entangled. But if you don't act as he acts, then you'll be entangled. Right? Because he creates the world. Then within the world, he acts in a certain way. You follow that. You know, it's just like, let's say you have a creek. And, you know, someone who knows the creek steps on certain stones and goes across. But if you decide to do your own thing, you'll fall in. So how he acts is how we should act. So he's not asking us to do something. We can say, oh, but we're in this material world, it's not practical. He does it. We can say, oh, it's Kali Yuga, you can't do these things. Lord Chaitanya did them. All his associates do them. So if you want to become like them, this is what you do. If you don't want to become like them, hey, knock yourself out. You know, it's already, you know, you're probably doing a great job of staying here. You know? But if we want to get out of here, then you have to do what they do. You know, to our capacity, but we're trying that. That's why it says following in the footsteps. Chapter 1 summarizes questions and answers. Maharaj Parikit asks Sukadeva Goswami question 8.1 of Srimad Bhagavatam. Question 8.1. Srimad Bhagavatam 8.1.1. King Parikit asks, O my Lord, my spiritual master, now I have fully heard from your grace about the dynasty of Swayambhuva Manu. But there are other Manus, and I want to hear about their dynasties. Kindly describe them to us. Maharaj Parikit asks Sukadeva Goswami 8.2 from verse 8.1. 2 and 3. O learned Brahman, Sukadeva Goswami, the great learned persons who are completely intelligent describe the activities and appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead during the various manvantaras. We are very eager to hear about these narrations. Kindly describe them. O learned Brahmana, kindly describe to us whatever activities the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who created the cosmic manifestation, has performed in the past manvantaras. Srila Sukadeva Goswami gives an answer throughout the entire 8th canto. Maharaj Parikshit asks Sukadeva Goswami 8.3 of 8.1.31-32. King Parikshit said, "My Lord, Badarayani, we wish to hear from you in detail how the king of the elephants, when attacked by a crocodile, was delivered by Hari. Any literature of narration in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Uttama Shloka, is described and glorified is certainly great, pure, glorious, auspicious, and all good." Sukadeva Goswami answers in chapters 2 through 4. Right, so the general of Manvantars, that'll take the whole canto, and then this question that he asked here, then that will be in the next, after this chapter, in the next 3 chapters. Right? And then there'll be some other chapter that will go. Yes?
In short, Maharaj, I understand the other avatars quite clearly, but Manvantar, Manus are still
unclear. No, Manus are one thing. The Manvantar is something else.
Yeah. I mean,
the Manvantar is the avatar of the Lord that comes to assist or protect Indra. Because the reign of Manu, there's 14 Manus in a day of Brahma. When the Manu changes, all the primary demigods all change. So Indra and Yama and Vayu, they all change. So therefore it's called the Manvantar. So the Manvantar avatar means the avatar of the Manvantar age, not the Manu himself. He's not an avatar.
Okay.
If there's no one to be the Manu, he'll take that post, but that's with any post. Right? You know.
So every ring of Manu, there's one avatar?
That assists Indra.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Because so there's Indra, 14 Manvantar avatars in a day of Brahma.
So there's 14 Indras in a day of Brahma.
14 Indras, 14 Vayus, 14 Agnis, 14 Yamas, 14, you know, you name them. There are 14 of them.
So the Lord takes basically a position amongst the...
Vamanadeva is a Manvantar avatar that I know of. He does that kind of position. He helps, assists. You understand?
So the Lord is always part of the scene of the demigods, I think.
Yeah, that's why that we count that they're devotees. While the demon's scene, then he's not part of. Because I thought there was more in it, that Narad Muni, in the discussion with Brahma in the previous universe than this one, then they're discussing something, and in it comes up that Narad Muni's a bit proud of his brahmacharya, because he's been practicing brahmacharya for, you know, 311 trillion years, so not bad. So because of that, Brahma curses him, he becomes Upabarhana, the Gandharva. And therefore, now, you can imagine, 311 trillion years of brahmacharya, that's quite a good amount of piety. Therefore, he can impress 50 Gandharva, he's so good looking, and impress 50 Gandharva ladies at once. Right? You don't hear of them fighting, and this, they're just, everyone's impressed, right? But because of the misuse of that position, then he becomes the son of the maidservant, and then he meets the Mahabhagavats, the Bhaktivedantas, as Prabhupada calls them. And then, from there, he then travels the world, and that becomes self-realized, and then the universe ends. And then, when this universe, then he takes birth as Narad Muni. So he's the same Narad Muni, it's just that there's that pastime.
The avatar, it's present for the whole time, or it just appears within them?
Does it matter? Manvantar avatar?
Yeah.
So for the Manvantar. That means for the 71 yuga cycles, then he's there. Are you worried he stepped out or something? Or you want to check? And I mean, look at the security cameras, see if he's on there, and he's there all the time. He's there.
Yeah.
Don't worry. So if you become Indra, you don't have to worry. He will be there the whole time. That's your anxiety. If you're not, let it be. It'll be Indra's anxiety. Okay?
So maybe it's not like the Yuga avatar who's just here for a part of...
No. Yeah, just go. Yeah. That That I know of, he's always around. Because he's there to assist Indra. So how would he assist him? Unless he just shows up at a particular time because there's a problem, and then because he knows when the problems are going to be. But the point is he's there for the problems. So you don't have to worry. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Sama Veta Bhakti Vrinda ki, Jai Nitai Govardhana ki.